Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am so happy you are here. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are happy to be with you.
And welcome to the voice of passionate action, because we're talking about the twinning earth, and do we even have choices? You know, we've heard this, Sri, it's been going on. Everybody's talking about the intensity of the two earths. Well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how do you know, right? How do you know if you're in the third? How do you know if you're in the fifth? Does it matter? What happens to the people that don't even know they can choose? I mean, these are a lot of questions we're diving into today.
Do you have dominion over your destiny?
Really? There's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Because so often we are living a life that somehow we go, I knew this was going to happen. I just didn't plan on it.
Well, that could very well be. But, you know, there's an important thing to recognize here is that whether or not you plan or think you're still in control, the universe has other ideas.
Well, the universe always has a bigger vision than the individual eye. You know, each of us, we live our lives and we seek guidance, we seek connection, we seek meaning, and yet there's a certain plan that unfolds. And as we get to witness the unfolding plan, we start to discover a deeper level of truth, a deeper meaning.
Well, how fun is that? Now, you know, if you think that you might be able to give us a chat today or you want a mini soul reading, go ahead right now and try calling in. You can give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if the lines are busy when you call in, it just means we're full. But hey, keep trying, especially once we start talking to people.
Absolutely, because when one person completes, there's a line available for you.
And it's always the right week when you get through, and it's just always that way. And of course, if you want, you can send us an email. Simply send the email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Now, Sri, I want to go back and talk about the twinning earth and really the fact that we are in a moment right now. I think everyone would agree. You know, here we are, we're talking, we're right near the end of July. Let's do a quick recap, okay? So quick recap. We have this open Metronian star energy, which is a direct gateway to multidimensional existence. It's a very simple way for people to be able to literally transit through the ninth dimension and beyond. Now, we have that going on, and this started spinning. It's a 5-month spin, and we are starting to hit the peak area. And we started talking about this in June, that we were going to be in this very heightened period of time from around June 28th to about August, I'm saying 15 to 18, where this cycle, this process is going to build and build and build to the point where you're going to think, can anything else happen? Is there anything else that's going on? Well, this is a very powerful example of third dimensional overlaying into the fifth dimension, because you're aware that we are in a spinning moment of divine energy, yet you are also aware of this arrangement of energy in the world of density that's becoming very polarized, very fear-filled, very expanded, everything blown out of proportion. You know, that's the thing. So it's an absolutely perfect way to be aware of both energies.
Both energies, third and fifth, and polarity, which is kind of a training wheels for understanding the organization of the universe. You know, we live in a world of duality. We live in a world of perspective that is dual, yet we do not have to live in a world of polarity. Polarization is a natural consequence of attachment. It's a natural consequence of taking dualistic thinking and applying it to things that we value. That's what I mean by attachment. And that's why good and bad happen. That's why higher, lower, and hierarchical thinking, all of that stuff happens. It's not to say that any of that is, quote, bad. It's all there as grist for the mill. It's all there to help you discern what's essential and what's true. Now, that leads us to the third versus fifth dimensional energies. Hey, they're both here.
Yeah.
You're inhaling them both. You're interacting with them both. But are you aware that you're doing it? That's really the first question, is how can all of us cultivate a conscious alignment with higher frequency energy? Because the fifth dimension is just a stepping stone. It's not your permanent residence. It's just the transition as we self-ascend.
Mm-hmm.
And people are heading to seventh, ninth, and beyond. So the twinning Earth.
Well, you know, Sri, I'm just sitting here smiling, listening to you because, you know, truly, Sri and I are very, very blessed. You know, we started this journey together that we've been on, this journey of self-ascension, a little over 13 years ago now. And what's been so beautiful to experience is the power of continually saying yes to higher frequency existence. You know, when we first got together, Sri, I remember that one of the most beautiful things that happened was our very first series of lessons that came out, Living in the Fifth Dimension, the Living in the Fifth Dimension series. And guys, if you have not connected, remember, all of our material is available to you 24/7. It's free. Just go to sriandkira.com, sriandkira.com. Right up on the homepage, you'll see online library. Open that up. Go to the Archangelic Messages. You'll find thousands of pages of incredible material. But start with Living in the Fifth Dimension. This timeless series, you know, Sri and I giggle that a lot of times our material was front-loaded. You know, we brought in a lot of things that were way ahead of their time, and it's kind of cool to be here when so many amazing beings get it, you know, really understand. And that's why you're listening to the show, because you're one of those amazing beings that gets it. You're awake at a level that already defies third dimensional experience.
And here's something I want you to take in. Truth does not have a freshness stamp. Truth is timeless.
You know, it really is.
and so the freshness of the truth that is shared, the archangelic messages are pure, they're concise, and they are 100% appropriate for right now.
Yeah.
Because you and I, beloveds, we're co-creating what we call time. Time is a construct, and it has a lot to do with consensus. So when we all decide it's time for something, that time is now.
Well, and let's go back and talk about that. Let's go all the way back to where we started a few minutes ago, which was this slice of time that we are linearly living in right now. And that's that June 28th through August 15 to 18 period when, guys, it's like, you know, hold on, it's a roller coaster. The key is, if you're holding on and you're aware and you're able to hold your fifth dimensional presence and consciousness, then you cannot be negatively affected by the third dimensional presentation. And let's face it, we just had, you know, in the United States of America, they just had a week of some of the most intense fear-based rhetoric that has ever been thrown out into the planetary thought body ever. And in some ways, this is very exciting. Because number one, it's so obvious that for many of the quote unquote drowsy, it was a beautiful way for them to wake up. And we all know that drowsiness is the state of consciousness that's the most painful. So if you're drowsy, meaning that, you know, you're not sure if you're awake or not, the gift you give yourself is to either what we always fondly refer to as pop or drop, right?
Pop or drop. Dropping is a vacation from the exquisiteness of being awake.
It really is. And so the drowsy, have mercy on them, because they're the ones that are in the most pain. Let's face it, guys. Those people that are deep in the third dimensional experience, and the archangelic realm is so quick to remind us not to judge them, right? Who are we to judge? They just came and said, I'm due in density. Well, wow, are they? I think that politics in the worldwide, but especially in the United States right now, it's showing how well you can do density.
You know, density is a state of beingness that is externally focused. It's egoic. It's fear-based. It has lots of things that we say, hey, I'm over that. Or are you? because truly, all of those energies that are so common and infiltrated into the customs, the culture, and the structures of the outer world, some of those structures we just take for granted, yet we're participating with them. You know, the outer world is a collaboration.
In every way.
And as we collaborate, saying this is real or this is not real, this is acceptable or this is not acceptable, we run into conflicting pictures and paradigms, which is really, you know, a lot of what's going on in our world right now is based upon what kind of reality is being projected. Whether we're looking at the terrorism, the racism, the police issues, you know, the political issues, people are trying to project a reality upon the fabric of mass consciousness.
And this is actually something that's not that challenging or difficult to do. And as a matter of fact, in the second half of the show today, we're going to actually have you or assist you to walk through an experience of what it feels like to be in both realms, which is kind of cool. But you know, Sri, why don't we invite in some of our amazing callers that have been standing by and add this beautiful collective energy to today's show?
Well, okay. Well, let's start at line one.
Okay.
And we'll say hi to Kai from Washington.
Namaste.
Oh, hello. How are you?
We are well, sweetheart. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've called in before, and I was living in Sedona for a number of years, and I was guided to come up to Port Townsend, Washington, I believe, to help to balance the earth. And my mom passed, and I'm no longer held down by her. But I can feel the energy of trees now, the spirit, and I can do these things. I can tap into these things. I can feel the presence of God in a full way, but I feel kind of stuck, and I feel like I want to share this gift that I have. However, I'm finding I'm coming in contact with regular mainstream people that either are unawake or they're just not willing to shift. And I just wanted to know, you know, I mean, how much of it is my own personal stuff, and then how much of it is that I'm trying to fit myself back into the old world, and where am I being guided?
Well, I am so grateful you got through today. I just feel my heart around you because, first of all, you're going through something that a lot of people are going through in this exact moment. In your very special case, my angel, what I want to share with you is this. From the minute you started speaking, all I saw were crystalline waves. I mean, beautiful crystalline, like these very soft flowing waves of crystalline light and crystalline energy. And they were coming in around you. And then it was almost hard for me to listen to what you were saying because they were so busy talking already. And what they were saying was very clearly, the experience that you are having in the moment is a divine moment for greater depth of awakening. That there is, I don't know if you've ever been to Hawaii, but you need to go to Hawaii. I'm not saying you need to live there. There's you must go. This wavy energy and this connection back to this ancient crystalline experience in Hawaii, specifically, it's the Big Island they're saying you need to go visit, that is going to awaken within you a profound memory. And that memory will, it's like simultaneously all these lives will come together as one, and it'll be like the greatest aha moment of your life. You are a living wake-up call. So wherever you go, you're going to have similar experiences to the ones you're having right now. You're never going to avoid that. What will shift is the beauty and the way that you present yourself and the way that you are received. And so I'm very grateful you got through today, my angel, and let it be amazing. And if for any reason you can't get to Hawaii physically, meditate there, go there, get pictures, and you can also accomplish it just as well that way as well. But that's like a final piece for you, and I'm really excited you got through today. Thank you for the honor of being able to share that with you. Many blessings, angel.
So the Big Island, so Kauai would not working, or like if I can get to Kauai versus...
I would say go and definitely collect the energy, but make sure you do at least a day or two and get over to the big island. But just being in Hawaii is going to be a huge, it's very important for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my
love. You both.
Many blessings. Okay. We love you too, sweetheart. Okay. Namaste.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, the Hawaiian Islands have really been a focal point of that Lemurian energy, that mm-hmm. ancient, wavy, watery energy that is so liberating and so connected in many, many ways. And, of course, with the kahuna traditions there is an awakeness to the interaction of spirit in flow. So I just want to remind anybody who finds that sharing compelling, go join them.
Yeah, and to remember that whether you can get there in person or not, get there. You can always get there through the blessing of meditation and directing your energy there. And that's part of a fifth dimensional blessing becoming easier and easier to do.
Because we are, as we simplify our lives, it involves reclaiming the parts of us we've forgotten. Mm-hmm. So much of awakening is a remembering of who we really are.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we can visit places on the earth, whether they're sacred sites or certain geographical locations, and they will activate and heal us in a way that is profound and wonderful.
Well, you know, speaking of profound and wonderful healing, Sri, I want to share, as I mentioned earlier, you can always send us questions, comments, feedback to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we get so many emails. And this one email really struck me because of today's topic. You know, we're talking about this third and fifth dimensional experience. And we're talking very much about, okay, overlaying the two of them. And then I thought, wow, after Kai's reading. So I'd like to share this with all of you. This comes in from a listener from Belfast, Ireland. And here's her letter. Dearest Sri and Kira, as always, I enjoy your show Sunday night and really appreciated being reminded of the importance of trusting and looking after that first chakra. On Monday, we had the hottest day of the year here, 22 degrees. Well, that's hot for Ireland. I couldn't wait to jump into the big blue sea, and as I was paddling on my back, I remembered how I used to enjoy the dead man's float, and I thought, when did I let fear creep in and stop doing that? I tried a few times to stop paddling and to lie still on the waves, which are pretty big in Irish seas, but I panicked and could not. Then I began to sing the mantra of self-ascension, and immediately I was floating on top of the waves without moving. I can't put into words how good it felt, arms stretched out, looking into the sky. I lost track of time, and at some stage I had a feeling to start swimming again, and at that point realized I had floated far away and was just exiting the bay where it may have been dangerous to continue. But of course, my inner knowing knew exactly when to return. It was a wonderful reminder to me of the power of trust, allowing, and letting go. Now, I know this isn't a bells and whistles mystical experience, but it brought me such deep and profound peace that I wanted to share it with you. With love and so much gratitude for all you do, Claire from Belfast, Ireland.
Beautiful indeed. And, you know, such a wonderful reminder that trust is the essential ingredient. When fear is circulating throughout our tissues, it infiltrates our thoughts. We move into doubt. We move into second guessing and having to pre-plan every moment, et cetera, et cetera. Essentially, we bring a lot of stress into our lives. However, when we can lay back on the water,
literally,
and trust,
I love this.
Then we get to let go, heal, float, feel supported, connect with love, and our guidance will click in when it's time to take action.
Well, and that's the blessing is, you know, Sri, I mentioned earlier, you and I have been on this journey together of saying yes and moving into deeper and deeper frequencies and literally moving around the planet. I mean, you know, as we've been directed to do. And the key is that every time we've said yes, the universe has come back 1,000-fold.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's all about letting go of fear. And this is what I so love about Claire's letter is that she literally let go of her fear. She literally said, take me, I'm yours. And guys, the mantra of self-ascension, especially for navigating the waters of these times, the mantra of self-ascension is so safe, so powerful. It's non-dogmatic. It's easy. It's four lines. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And as what happened with Claire, it will literally send you into the trance state. And go to our YouTube channel. All right. Go to YouTube. And our YouTube channel is simply Official Sri and Kira. Official Sri and Kira. And go to our YouTube channel and watch. We call it the 60-Second Ascension Experience, the Mantra of Self-Ascension. And it's set to music. You can also visit our website, shriandkira.com. Click right on Mantra Self-Ascension right there on the homepage. Learn more about it. Use it. Share it. Teach it. It does change your life.
And, you know, today's topic, we're talking about the twinning earth and the third and the fifth dimensional energies. One of the keys is to recognize that the fifth dimensional energy is, in a sense, infiltrating your third dimensional reality as you allow it to be so. And then as that infiltration comes in, we begin to line up with that energy, line up with that truth, and we start to accelerate the self-ascension process. Mm-hmm. And that's when, of course, you have all these fun little symptomatic things that go on in the body, from your vision to hearing sounds in your ears, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a wonderful list of those accelerations, energies, that is also available at our YouTube channel. However, the thing to remember is that we do have a choice. When you say yes to that which your soul is ready to do, ready to be, then you are on a journey of acceleration. Because I can tell you that if you're listening, if you're feeling this, you have said yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And what you're seeking is an acceleration, a way to make it easier, faster, more fulfilling, and more beautiful. And it begins with the mantra of self-ascension.
You know, it really does. And it begins with you. So, Sri, why don't we move on and say hi to a few more of our extraordinary listeners?
Absolutely. We're heading to line two, and we'll say hello to Jillian from California.
Namaste, Jillian. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Oh, hi, Angel.
I'm really, really, really. Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you guys, Sri and Kara. I was just calling for a mini soul reading.
Yes, you
Hello?
Are. And I am, yeah, hi, Angel, we're here. And I want you to breathe. Yeah, Jillian, just woo, babe, breathe. As I connect with you, I feel a almost like a fluttering anxiousness running through your body and your third chakra. Let's just help that third chakra. I want to just feel yourself bringing in the peace of the universe. Feel it flooding in through you right now, coming in through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your hands, your skin, everywhere. And gently, oh, bring it into your third chakra. And as you do, this beautiful, it's like a white piece of lace was just dropped over you. And it's like as you brought everything down into your third chakra, and I want you to just put your hands right there on your third chakra, whoo, and breathe and feel this beautiful white lace that's been draped around you. And behind you right now is beautiful Archangel, I was going to say Michael, but it's like Michael and Zadkiel and Raphael, like all these angels, and they've got their hands on your shoulders. And in like this unified voice, what they're saying is, peace, my child, is the gift that is yours now to command. Breathe deep into the balance of your life. Let your life be filled with ease. Everything for harmony, everything in balance, everything in peace. And they're saying that they've got you, that your back is protected, that you're safe. And just to begin by breathing deep, calling in your center, and then go do what you know you're ready to do, because they got your back. You've got amazing protection around you right now. And so it's evidenced by the fact that they got you through the show today. So I'm just so grateful to have this honor to share with you, Jillian. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Namaste.
Oh, much love to you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Aww. What an angel.
Absolutely. Let's all take a deep breath and let a smile come to our faces, because we are all living in a shared world, a shared experience.
In every way.
And let's go say hi to another caller and have more fun, more sharing. So we're going to head to line 3 and say hello to, is it Deshaun from
Deshaun in Texas?
In Texas.
Hi, Sir and Kyra. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, Angel. It's good to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you guys. I just want to say I'm grateful for you guys. I mean, you guys helped bring so much change to my life. And I was just calling in today for a soul reading just to see what direction I need to be headed in right now. I kind of feel like a lot of my answers have been, you know, a lot of my questions have been answered. And right now I'm just looking for a direction that I need to be going in.
Wow. You know, Angel, as you were sharing, the first thing that came into me was like, oh, like I almost held my breath. It's like, it's not that you're not breathing. It's that you're ready for so much more. And so I want you to really feel your breath, you know, feel it, really feel it come into you. Oh, really exhale it out. And then I'm watching and these two, they're like, the only word I can give you is hands of God, are reaching into your chest and opening up your heart. And I'm watching like crystals come out and angels come out and all these little things are flying out of your heart right now. But you're like, can I breathe? Can I breathe? Can I breathe? And the answer is yes, you can. And it's really what they're saying is, do not be afraid of the power you wield, for you are ready to wield it only for the blessed and the good. Move forward knowing that you are a warrior of peace, a warrior of love, a warrior of joy, and one who carries the crystalline code of ignition. And so the forward momentum for you, Deshaun, is simply get up and do it. You know, stop talking and just do. Just trust the intuition and move forward, because it's a very powerful, and I'm giggling. You called in on line 3 today, and it's the next 3 months. So just move forward and do it. Let that heart reveal all those amazing energies. You don't need to hide, and let it come forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my angel. Thank you for the blessing of being able to share that with you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Well,
we love you too, sweetheart.
Many blessings indeed. You know, I just again want to just remind every one of you that there is a message for all of us in each and every reading.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling like you're kind of on track and you're not quite there, it means probably you need to step out a little more.
Just for a moment.
You know, just take a little action, because you've been cooking, you've been in the oven, you've been percolating.
Absolutely.
And time to launch.
Yeah,
time
for
to get
sure.
Rolling.
Well, and isn't that really what's going on with the whole planet right now? It's time to launch. It's time to get rolling, because
absolutely.
We have certainly been in the percolator.
There's it's that inactivity, or let's say it differently. When we can reside in our hearts and take action from that passion, then everything starts shifting in our world. When we reside in fear and take action from our brains, we become little more than critical blamers or critical bloggers, and nothing really changes.
And that's just more, very third dimension.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so this is indeed the difference. You want to create a fifth dimensional reality, then let your actions reflect that energy.
And for those of you that are going, how? Okay, I get it. Now tell me how. And I want to taste it, feel it, smell it, know about it. The answer is you need to stay tuned, because we are going to be talking about all of that. We're going to be sharing some amazing ways that you can dive in and out of the third and fifth dimension. We're going to be accepting your phone calls and so much more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring the twinning earth. Do we have a choice?
I believe we do, Sri. And I believe that we have been talking about that now. We have been coming forward about that now, that in the moment, right? Especially right now, you know, let's just kind of catch up to where we are right now. We've got the twinning earth. We're in a 7-year ascension experience, right? 2015, 2015 to 2022. We are in a 7-year experience right now where everything is rising, everything is shifting. And remember, guys, we didn't just all of a sudden wake up one morning and it was third dimension, fifth dimensional earth were existent. This is an opening. This is an expanded energy. So the portal is open, but it's kind of got like, it's like cement, you know, it's got to sit, right? The cement's been poured, but it's not quite set yet. That's when your little dog can get paw prints in it, you know?
Hey, we're making impressions.
We are. That's exactly why it's a good example, because humanity is making the impressions in the setting of the way the third dimension is going to kind of fix and the way that the fifth dimensional energy will present or not. You know, we are in a very profound moment because let's go back, talk about 2012 and about the turning of the Mayan cycles and the Mayan calendar. We are at a moment right now where the clock has just been reset.
Absolutely. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we co-create time, and that time is not a machine that is tick-tocking upon us, although we love to displace external authority on
the
clock.
Oh, yeah.
Time is a co-created concept, and December 21, 2012 was an approximation of a time. And what actually did happen is the opportunity for us to align our consciousness with the ascension flow. It's as if a doorway opened, a breath of fresh air came in and said, okay, the door is open. Now, are you going to get on the escalator, or are you going to recreate the past with a new wrapper? and so many people are really wanting to recreate the past because there's a sense of comfort in that familiarity.
But what they're familiar with is the illusion, because what they're remembering is not real. They're remembering an ancient overlay or a myth of the way they wanted things to be. And this is why it's important to remember the most beautiful moment of your life is this one right now, the minute you wake up and realize you have the choice to be living the dream. Now, you know, Sri, this brings me to an email that we got from a listener, and she asks a good question, and I want to talk about it because we're talking about living the dream. And here's what she says. Dear Sri and Kira, namaste. I have a request. Could you please explain for what purpose you moved to South America? I remember when you talked about the Kundalini of the Earth shifting to that part of the world. Is that why? One thing I also remember you saying is that you found it difficult to stay where you were in New Mexico. Do you feel it is not possible to create a community of light in the U.S.? If so, I'm very concerned about that, and I'd really like to understand. Please explain and thanks. Lots of light. Michelle. Well, Michelle, thanks for writing and asking. You know, those are really important questions that we get from a lot of people. And the one thing we want to first open by sharing is, when Sri and I first got married, we took our honeymoon in the, I guess they call it the Mexican Riviera.
It was down by Cancun.
A little bit beyond Cancun. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And we were out on the beach one night, and we had been doing a lot of installments. And we were literally watching the sunset. It was a gorgeous sunset, as you do. And a full circle rainbow came out over a series of clouds that looked exactly like a map of Central America. And this was our honeymoon, and we had just moved into New Mexico, to Tosa Ranch in New Mexico. And, you know, really, we're very happy there. And we were clearly told then that we needed to learn Spanish and that our future would basically begin there. And it was a map. And at the time, we thought maybe we would be moving down into the southern part of Mexico, when at that time, what it was Guatemala. Now, you might say, well, how does that translate to being in South America right now? Well, we call Guatemala was our time of the heart, right? Because you talked about the Kundalini and then moving to South America. Where is Guatemala located?
Guatemala is the connector between North America and South America. It's central, like the heart is in the center of your physical body. And truly, it was an eagle-condor moment for us, a unification of so many energies. And the heart is indeed the great unifier, is it not?
It really is. And we had the blessing of being unified with the heart of the Maya, and to be personally trained and work with and hold numerous ceremonies with incredible Mayan elders, to be honored enough to be written into the Book of Days, to resurrect a Mayan ceremonial site. And so it was all about going through 2012, bringing, you know, doing our role, because we each have our role on shepherding the bridge, right? Knowing about the third and fifth dimensional overlays coming forward, but it was about shepherding the bridge. Well, once we got past 2012 and we started anchoring and working with more energies, our lead, the Mayan elder that we were so blessed to work with, transitioned off the planet and started visiting us regularly. And eventually it led to Sri and I knowing that it was time to move. When we lived in New Mexico, it was about our first coming together. It was our tangible third chakra energy. When we lived in Guatemala, it was about the fourth actually lifting up into the fifth. But we knew that it was time for us to continue with not only being international citizens, but to continue as we were guided.
Absolutely. And so this writer asks about, is it not possible to create a community of light in the U.S.? Well, of course it is. It's a matter of, where are you called? What is your role? Each of us has a contribution to make, and there's more going on behind the scenes than simply the community of light. There's also the anchorship on the earth in certain places, and each of us has a place to be. Each of us has a role to contribute.
So to answer your question, we came to South America because the archangelic realm guided us through visions and meditations, and we realized it was time for us to complete the circuit, literally to have touched all sides of this, of the planet, to have touched the North America, Central America, South America in a unifying energetic presence, and thereby connecting that rainbow bridge back to Mother India to uplift and hold this crystalline container. Now, in the United States, there are plenty of amazing communities of light being formed, and that's the blessing, is that, as Sri mentioned, each being will find where they belong. Our role was not to be living in the United States for more than the time we did. We love the entire world. We are international citizens, and we are so blessed to interact with people from all around the world constantly. And the blessing that Sri and I have been asked to do is to hold this half of the globe with the energy that we opened up and all the other beings that are around there. And this is what's happening with third and fifth dimensional energy. That was our role, to help open and anchor this fifth dimensional experience.
And we invite you, when you're able to check out what we are doing here and see if it does not inspire you to further clarity and passionate action.
Indeed. And, you know, we're talking about this, number one, because we got the email from the listener, but also because we live in the fifth dimension all the time. We do this because we are conscious of it. And it doesn't mean that we don't rub up against the third dimension all the time. We do. We all do. It's a question of, what are you aware of?
And the energy from which you interact, the energy from which you speak and move. It's so much of that is how we co-create the world. If we are in a place of love, if we're in a place of a vibrational clarity, then then our actions have a ripple effect, mm-hmm. and we help co-create a new consensus around those frequencies.
Exactly.
And how we all are creating the fifth dimensional Earth.
So let's create some amazing space right now and invite in a few more of our beloved listeners.
We are going to head to line 4 and welcome Karen from Canada.
Namaste, Karen. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. It's wonderful to get through.
Thank you. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you very much. The readings so far have been amazing. And like you said, they do affect all of us, and I felt them very closely, yes. Mm-hmm. I called for a mini soul reading because I'm, like a lot of the other callers, kind of stuck as to where I should be going or doing or being.
Well, I'm so glad you got through. I really am. And thanks for holding and being so patient. You know, as I'm listening to you and as I'm connecting with you, it's funny. What I see is, you know, there's an old saying that says a watched pot never boils. And it's like I'm watching your energy field and you're watching all of these like pieces. And it's like, well, come on, come together. And it's like Toy Story. It's like you turn away and they all dance and they come alive. And then you turn back and look at them and they just get real quiet. And what they're all these little pieces and aspects of yourself is saying is that you need to stay focused on everything as one, not pull everything into little pieces. It's to see it all as one. And they're saying that when you do that, you will release the doubt of who it is you really are, and that energy will propel you forward. And it's funny, they keep showing me, it's like you're in almost what looks like a very traditional nurse's uniform, white starched dress and starched hat and white hose, like almost a 1940s nursing uniform. And what they're saying is that you have the capacity to lift and heal anything and everything you want to, thereby freeing yourself to be exactly what you've dreamed of being. And so it is. I'm really grateful you got through.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. Many blessings.
Well, indeed, once again, it's such a delight to connect with people. And we have another caller from Canada hanging on line one. So let's say hi to Madeline.
On line one, yes. Namaste.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. It's so nice to talk with you again. A second time caller. I called in January 4th, and then since then I journey with you through navigating the inner matrix, ascendant abundance, and the golden rays. And thank you very much for the beautiful teachings. I changed a lot since then, and I'm calling today for a mini soul reading, as I feel I'm living in two different worlds. I feel like what needs to be cleared from my life, it's already cleared, and I'm at peace and I'm free in a way. But in another way, I'm still dealing with the same issues. So in the real world, like in the three-dimensional world, things didn't clear up. So it's about my business. There's more than that, but about my business. So my business is not working. And I let it go already. When I'm in quiet time and meditation, I feel like I don't have anything to do with it. I feel it's everything solved out. Everything is behind, and I moved on. However, in the real world, I didn't. I still have to deal with it. When I say real world, it's like three-dimensional world. I still have to deal with it. I still have to hire somebody, still have to sell. I like to sell it and finish with it, sell the business. So that's not done, but in my heart, that's done already. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's done. It's behind. However, in three-dimensional world, it's still an issue that I have to deal with until I sell it and I step away.
Well, that is absolutely... Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what are your thoughts on that? Because I feel really away from it. I feel it's a past thing that it's not in my life anymore, but it is.
Right. So I want you to first of all breathe and just relax, because as you were talking about this, I'm just going to share with you the visual they gave me. They showed me you, and you were like in this green velvet chair, very dark green, very, very dark, like an emerald green chair. And you were kind of leaning over with your hands on your head. And it was like this, you were stuck in your head going like, why? And then as you sat there and stopped saying why and just started breathing, I saw these, they look like golden wings, like made of this beautiful, fine, golden, almost like metal. And they started unrolling from the center of your back. And as they were unrolling, you started sitting up and you sat up straight and took your eyes and looked where you have not looked before. And so instead of sitting in the chair with your hands on your head and looking down and just, you know, why? You relaxed out of that. You just completely let it go. You didn't worry about it. You just completely let it go. And you were able to unfold this golden energy, sit up straight, look straight up into the sky. And I'm seeing you just being flooded with release. It's like the less you worry about this and the more that you allow yourself to be who you really are, the easier, it's like these inspirations come in and everything lines up again. And so they're saying the only way you will know if this will work is to try. And it doesn't mean you're not doing anything. It means you're, you know, in the words of Archangel Zadkiel, keep your eyes on the divine at all times, because you're not going to be able to worry your way out of this one. So just allow and try it from a new perspective, because you've done everything to bring this energy into you. Now give it a chance. Just give it a chance. They're saying just give it 1 month and notice what will happen. And so I'm really grateful you got through today, my angel. And thank you. Thank you for the blessing of taking those programs and not only just taking them to say, oh, let me just go take these. You really did it, honey. Your energy is beautiful. You wouldn't have these wings to unfold if you hadn't called them in. And so celebrate that you got through today. Celebrate that this is a divine moment for you, and relax and let yourself have this gift, because you've earned it. And just feel how much we love you, my love. Namaste.
Namaste. I love you too. Namaste.
Namaste, honey.
Many blessings. You know, each and every one of us is at choice. Each and every one of us is responsible. And the key is we're learning to extend our wings. Mm-hmm. We're learning how to fly. It's a wonderful thing to be able to walk on the earth. It's pretty cool to be able to skip and jump. How about just floating? How about just flying?
How about our Claire from Belfast, literally just floating?
Uh-huh. And so each and every one of us has the opportunity to infuse the higher frequency energies into our experience so that then we can float with them, align with them. That's a transition moment. The fifth dimensional energy is a transitional energy. It's an opportunity to be able to bridge worlds. It's to kind of get your stability into your heart and to know what's what for you. And then we go from there.
Exactly. And, you know, remember that it doesn't matter whether you have made a choice, whether it's the third dimension or the fifth dimension. Honestly, what matters is if you choose not to choose. If you're awake to knowing the choice exists, then the way you stay in pain is by being afraid to make any choice at all. You cannot make a bad choice. Either way, you're having an extraordinary experience, and that's why you came to this planet. So all choices are valid. What's painful is by being afraid to make the choice. So I want you to breathe that in, because that's one way you know if you're trapped.
Is the pain. And so here's the deception. There's a little self-deception in pain. Oftentimes we think we've made the choice, yet we're uncomfortable. That's because we're straddling the fence. Mm-hmm. Making the choice means acting from that decision, acting into that decision, and becoming the decision.
Woo, go Shri,
and,
say
and when we're sitting on the fence, when we say, oh yeah, it would be nice, but I'm still going to, you know, I might be coughing, but I'm still smoking my cigarettes.
Exactly,
you know?
I just can't give it up.
So each and every one of us has our human moments. However, we have to stand up and choose, and that's your moment of empowerment. And speaking of empowerment, we have another caller standing So we're going to head to line two and say hello to Dawn from California.
Namaste, Dawn. Welcome to Shrink Here Live.
Hi there. Thank you guys for following your heart and putting yourselves out there. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. How can we serve you today, my angel?
Well, I'm in a transition period. I know it has a lot to do with grounding and rooting in home. And I'm finding myself with an angry tape. It has to do with justice or perceived justice, and it's turned into fear over the last week. And finances are definitely representing my emotional state. So I'm wondering what insight you might have in a mini reading.
Well, first of all, thank you for the honor of asking. And I just love that you got on, that we had enough time to say hello to you today. If anything, all these beautiful beings around you are saying, see the reassurance, see the recognition that things are ready to flow for you. The mere fact that you got through today is your first affirmation, and they wanted me to open up saying that. The next thing they want me to say to you is this. They're saying that it is time for you to make good, to see good, and to do that which you have come to do. And they're saying that you need to kind of like shake out some energy that you're holding right now. And I can see what's happened for you, especially over the past weeks. They're saying go outside, touch the earth, touch water, touch sand. Just take off your shoes. And if you need to, scream. Just move the body and get it all out. And that as soon as you do, then they're saying dance, put on high energy music, dance, flow, feel, be inspired. You have so much talent and so much, oh my God, so much energy that what's happening around you right now is only to help you remember how powerful you are. And that literally they're saying for you, it's as simple as clearing out this other energy. And that's why they're giving you very tangible things to do. And then smiling at that, which literally will just start flowing in around you. Inspiration, connection, remembrance. It's like you're in this divine dance. And so I'm grateful you got through, and I encourage you to go have some fun and scream it out and then dance and let it be amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you are awesome, Dawn. Thank you for calling through. Namaste, angel.
Have a beautiful week.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. You know, each and every one of us has a critical moment each and every day. It doesn't start when it's all built up and we're sitting there, boy, I got to move. Each and every day we have the cumulative effect of our choices. Each and every day we have the opportunity to align with our highest conscious energy and to breathe into that and exhale it through the body and into our world in whatever way seems appropriate. And whether you are chanting, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me while laying on the ocean, or whether you are holding that in a declaration, that mantra of self-ascension in your quiet thoughts as you commence your day, either way, you're saying to the universe, I choose to be aligned with the universal mind, not my puny little ego mind.
Indeed. And you know, if you truly want to experience the fifth dimension, we are so serious. Take literally 60 seconds. It will take you 60 seconds. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, Official Shri and Kira. Click on 60-second ascension experience. And I am serious. Turn down the lights, breathe, and give yourself 1 minute to float beyond the third dimension and watch what ignites in your life. We visit that space often, and it ignites the ability to stay in what we call ascension awareness energy. Ascension awareness energy lifts you through all of the things that try to defeat you and assist you to stay on the other side of the choice. And remember, angels, everyone has a right to their choice. It doesn't have to be your choice. As long as we invite ourselves to honor and respect all choices, we are indeed living in the fifth dimension.
And there are so many ways that you can compound or accelerate your choice. We invite you to take a look at that wonderful series of archangelic messages. It's appropriately labeled Living in the Fifth Dimension.
There it is.
And it's located at the Archangelic Teachings page of shreeandkira.com. Much powerful information there. And truly, when we read truth, when we listen and align with truth, it awakens our truth. And truth is perfect at any time, at any place. It is the alignment factor that each of us seeks. So breathe into that for a moment and know that you have a choice. You can take action. And no matter where you are at any time in your experience, it can shift on the next breath.
And so, beloved angels, until we have the absolute blessing and honor of being with you again right here next week, take in a deep breath, let it out, and may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.